Hey, welcome in time for a daily editorial on this Sunday, June 21st, Father's Day. Since I'm kind of relegated to stay in the house because of this COVID thing, as it affects Kathy and I have decided to address a lot of the comments that we got last night on the editorial that I did with Jimmy. I want to start out with you, and if I, John, and if I mispronounce your last name, please, when you comment on this, and I hope you do, just spell your name phonetically. I believe it's Kruszczycki. Your comment that I want to relate to here is, Al, you're absolutely correct. I listen to the posters endlessly complain about your conduct towards them. At some point, you're going to have to acknowledge it just because this is your site. Everybody doesn't have to suck in the BS about being impartial politically. For example, Irish Tony speaking his mind gets chastisement from you. I see how you and Jim handled Mr. Moriarty, and I will say that you two should have taken the high road but lacked the ability to do so. Anybody that seems to disagree with you gets run off. I still respect the advice you gave us about putting 10% in precious metals. Once I quit watching TV and stopped drinking and smoking dope 22 years, I have gained the focus to see through the BS rather quickly. Al, you would not give me the time of day when I was a 9/11 Truth volunteer, and you and Keith kicked me off your site. We both know who really has their head in the sand. A couple of comments, John. I want to address the fact, first of all, your comment about chastising Irish Tony. I consider Irish Tony to be a friend, actually a good friend, and I was a little upset yesterday. The reason I was a little upset is because I really would like to see something a little bit more positive happen here as opposed to nothing but negativity. Irish, I love you and I hope you know that. Having said that, I want to make a couple of other comments about what you were saying yesterday, John. First of all, regarding Bob. Bob was actually, I would have to say, pretty rude to both Jim and myself. Not sure why he was rude to me other than my stance on the Israeli situation, but he made some personally derogatory comments about McKinney actually having to do with the nature of all the medals that he was wearing on his uniform when that picture was taken. That I thought was just nothing but rude. I know Bob pretty well and I've just decided I don't want to particularly be in the same room that he is in. I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I'm just saying he can be very rude at times and I don't have time for that right now. I'm going to take all day on this daily editorial, so I will be doing it in segments. John, I like what you did about changing your lifestyle. Maybe you can give me some help in me changing mine. I'm going to probably address everybody in this editorial who made comments yesterday because I want to state my points and I want you to know I have nothing against, personally against any of you, and none of you will ever get thrown off the site again. By the way, I am going to do these editorials singularly. It makes the task a lot less daunting than having to do 30-day editorials in one single day.